Yeah, it's a right. Full college basketball team with yarmulkes on.
Yeah.
How do they stay on, though?
If you're hooping, you better figure it out in advance.
If it falls off in a game, which is bound to happen.
You're disqualified.
Yeah. No.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice.
Where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and get it. Black and white advice. Black and white advice.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name's Turner Sparks.
The real deal, Field of Thrill. What's happening?
Behind the glass, spinning the dials, switching the knobs on the ones and twos, threes and fours. We got Joe, the muscle, Russell. Joe, how you doing?
This isn't Joe. This is Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look at you. Good impression this
week.
Yeah,
this was a good one this week.
All right. This Thursday night, everybody, we will be at New York Comedy Club. You got to come out to this.
Live show. We're going to give you free shit if you show up.
What are we?
I don't know. Would you just let me lie to these motherfuckers?
We'll do anything we need to do at this point. We need people there. We are doing an after party. It's 6 o'clock p.m. show, May 22nd, New York Comedy Club. Afterwards, we'll all go
have some drinks. So you still be home by about 9:30 because Turner old as shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't drink.
I don't drink anyway.
An after party where you're not drinking, Turner.
I can still get down. But, and we have a guest to bring in just a second. I'm very excited about that. But before we do, Phil, I told you. That if this, our Patreon, patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice, we've been trying to get to $250 a month for 4 months now, and we haven't made it. And I told you if we didn't make it, I was just going to have to go out and get my own ads. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to expressvpn.com/Turner. If you go there right now, they're paying me money personally to do this ad.
This is such a racist ass company.
No, they're not.
So it's
they're
a
good
show
people.
Called Black and White Vice, where you got a brother and a white man, and they ask the white man to do the ads.
Anybody can go get their own ads. I'm just the only one who's done it so far. So they're a great company. Have you ever tried watching TV without ExpressVPN? It's like trying to travel the world without a passport, it says here. You're not going to get very far. That's because streaming services like Netflix only show you a tiny fraction of their huge global library of content. So what you can do, be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and get something else. Go to expressvpn.com/Turner, everybody.
So this is just you?
This is just for me. It's every man for himself on this show at a certain point.
That's crazy as shit. And if that's how you do the ad, they ain't going to pay you shit. That was fucking awful. But anyway.
No, they're going to. So if you like me, go to expressvpn.com/Turner. If you want Phil and Joe to get money, I don't really care if you do at this point. But if you do, go to patreon.com/
Hey, Joe, it's nice to know where we stand. We've been doing this 6 months. He's already backdoored us.
Guess what you get? You get four, if you use expressvpn.com/Turner, 4 months off, 4 months free.
Imagine if I had my own ads too. Like,
I'd leave. I'd walk off the set. I'd walk off on you white motherfuckers.
At this point,
I'm telling you that right
now. You might
now.
Have to. Go I'd get your own ads for next week.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I know people in the industry.
Well, it's odd that you've never mentioned that to me. Let's introduce the guest five. Have to beat your ass.
Well, no, but you can get four. I have to say this. You can get 4 months off your 2-year membership. ExpressVPNs.com/Turner. That's it. Ari Shaffir, welcome to the show. You all know you. Ari. From the You Be Trippin' podcast, you know him from Jew, his special on YouTube, and your latest special. Sorry, I have all these notes from ExpressVPN.
Yeah, so many notes.
Yeah, yeah.
God, they gave you a lot of paperwork.
Sweetheart, America's Sweetheart on Netflix, paid regular. I'm not sure where that's still available, but I remember when
you downloaded this all from a server in Switzerland.
And this is not happening, your old show. All right, Ari, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Did you bring your own ads? We're now encouraging guests. They can bring their own sponsors.
I can see if I can dig one up.
Yeah, he probably could.
By the way, that's a real link. It's a real link. So anyone who wants to do it, I will get real money out of that. ExpressVPN such a you save. You mean 4 months?
I'm not going to tap dance for the man. Anyway, Ari, man, thank you for coming, man.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For coming to the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. What a divide.
Personal do you like the studio? Ads.
I love it.
Yeah. It's Have great. You ever been on a show where everyone just splintered off and did their own ads?
No, I've actually never seen that. I've done podcasting a long time. I love it. I love
Look
it.
Look at that.
Everyone's like, you don't pull your weight. You don't pull your weight. Everyone just does your own thing.
I tried to pull this thing along for 4 months. It's all over.
Listen, I thought the Patreon was going to kind of just grow.
If they got up to 450 people.
What?
250.
250.
We yeah. No, we just need $250, not even people.
It's a fifth of that.
We're at 100 and no, we're at like 206.
Then you wouldn't have to do these ads.
I wouldn't
that's
have to.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I didn't Sign go looking up. For my own ads.
I will stop the ads if we can get to 250.
That's fair. That's
we're
fair.
We're at 206 right
Listen,
now.
Listen, I need...
We only
so
need
close.
44
so,
more dollars.
I mean, that's crazy if they want to go through those ads again to not have to just like sign up.
I'll make it double the length next time.
Yeah. I may go pay for our Patreon just so I don't got to hear that shit.
This is
no
two
more.
Pages. I only read one page of those ads.
Oh,
there's
my
a
God.
Whole other page I didn't even get to. That's why I said something, something.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good for that type of ad. I want like a Clorox or a Jameson ad or some shit.
Get one.
Go find them.
Yeah.
I drink enough of it.
I'm not stopping anybody from getting their own ads.
I like that.
Go do it. Ari, I've known you for like 10 years. I don't think we ever talked about how you grew up though. And, because this is a show on race.
Is this that neighborhood? This is where I grew up. Is
You're
it
like
here?
These four are, blocks away.
Yeah.
From,
I passed some
from
for
the,
sure.
From the Hasidic Jewish.
From the roof. Somebody's been fiddling on them.
Yeah.
I always look at them up there.
You
when it's nice
him.
Out, when it's nice out, they're out there fiddling.
You can hear the fiddler. Yeah.
I think
we're
I
very
forget.
Close.
I forget that you grew up Hasidic.
Yeah. Not quite.
No,
aesthetic.
Orthodox.
Just Orthodox.
I'm sorry.
So first of all, let's start there. Yeah. Orthodox is no beard, but the curls.
Sometimes beard.
Oh.
Sometimes beard.
What are the ones? So we're.
But not like that. No, I mean, you can have a beard, but it's not like a big deal.
We're a few blocks away from South Williamsburg, I think it's called.
Okay.
And that's,
I don't know which ones live where.
They're
all split up.
No,
I know, but
sure
there's different
Hasidic.
Sects of Hasidic ones.
Oh.
You can tell by how high their socks are. Oh. Some of them have the baseball player like sock up to here.
Really?
Trousers inside of it.
Like an old colonial man.
That's
yeah,
what I was
some have
say, like George Washington.
Some have the big fucking,
with the
big fucking
the
hat. The others have a big brim. It's
what
like
fur is that?
I don't know.
Can I tell you? My parents came
you
and
know?
Visited. No, my no. dad, my parents came a few weeks ago. And my dad, well, they came that way on the Uber to get here.
Yeah.
And my dad goes, man, those Jewish guys got some crazy haircuts. And he was serious.
And the one that's all fur is pretty sick.
The fur he thought was hair. It's, I'm like,
wow.
No, I think that's a hat, dude. But
yeah,
so
it's
they,
for sure.
He thought literally, for real, thought it was like a kid in play.
Those things cost so much money. They're like $5,000.
Are you for real?
Yeah, they take hats. Them when they have to put them on a plane. They have to have like a hard box to keep it on, especially the ones that go like this.
So that's not what you grew up with, the big
no,
hat?
No. Sometimes a fedora. Some people wear a fedora.
Is for the know. Fedora religious or just style?
No,
for
it's
y'all?
Just like halfway to that. Halfway
okay.
to the fur.
It's a training wheel yeah, for yeah. the big sombrero.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you grew up in Maryland with this?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a community
yeah, Maryland,
in Maryland.
North Carolina. They're all over.
Really?
They're
I've literally
they're
never seen
too.
That.
Baltimore is the first one to have a kosher stand at the baseball park. Baltimore.
Really?
Not New York. Crazy. New York
wow.
wouldn't have it? That's nuts.
That is
you would
crazy.
Think New York would have it of anywhere.
I didn't know Baltimore would be even like know what the fuck to do.
Baltimore has hella Jews. Jewy Jews.
Really?
Yeah.
So Phil's from South Carolina. I'm from Sacramento. We didn't, neither yeah. one of us.
I knew like three
you
Jews.
You didn't know any. NorCal barely knows them.
I knew one guy.
Where are you from?
South
Carolina.
I had one Jew in my whole high school
Jew
class.
At all. Not even that heavy.
No, he was just a
same.
Cool,
we had
regular
one.
White dude.
We had one. Brandon Salzberg, shout out.
Yeah.
Catholic nice. High school, though. Yeah. It would be, it was
my
bizarre.
Boy's last name was Greenberg, but like, he didn't.
Greenberg, act, that's yeah. a Jew for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So one and one.
That's
so
a double didn't... Jew. Greenberg is a double. Those alone are both Jewish last names.
Yes.
And then together.
Green by itself is Jew.
Yeah.
So then you grew up with a community and
what
then
was his first name?
That's my,
Bruce. Oh no, close. It
Saul?
Might have been the Jewish
Abraham?
If it was Saul, I'd be like, that's the Jewiest.
I knew a guy named
American
Israel.
Name.
Like literally his name was Israel.
Of course,
I know.
He went by Israel.
There's probably millions, and it's like Muhammad.
I don't know.
Israel. It's not quite that many. All respect. All respect to everyone.
That's crazy. Damn, I did. So let me ask you something, because I think the curls are gangsta. I ain't gonna lie. If I could grow my shit like that, I just put a New York fitted cap on my shit. Ooh.
Dude, the curls rule. And that this day and age, if they're in the internet era, which they are, they understand this is cool. They probably like fucking. You could braid them. You could do wild stuff with it with black.
There's
hair.
A rapper, yeah. BLP Kosher or B. He's.
BLP Kosher.
Yeah, so, no, that's his name. BLP. I think it's BLP. I look at him on TikTok.
Kosher Dills?
No.
Okay.
But he has the curls, but they're not curls. He dreaded them, and they stick straight out.
Wow.
Big chain on. It's a dreidel. This little white boy be snapping.
Oh, he's white.
He's a white rapper.
Oh.
Yeah, white rapper.
Leaning into it.
Yes. And he, wow. And his name's BLP Kosher. And he has
BLP? What's
BLP? I just want to.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, let me show you, bro. Real quick, because he is fucking great.
BLP?
Are there any, because Phil, I know you're looking for an angle. Are there any black Jewish rappers?
Yeah, for sure.
There are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know any of them.
And yeah. You
know, no, Drake.
Right. Oh, he's Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh.
Drake's a black Jewish rapper.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. That's dumb.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Oh,
like
what's
one
up?
Of the most famous ones ever.
This is BLP Kosher.
Phil, if you went curls.
Phil, you should go curls.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, with no hair on top, you could start there and really get it going.
Start the beard from my sideburns?
Yes.
It would be.
That is the spot. It's right above where yours is. That's
how
the spot
many years does it take to grow? This hair grows like
how
once
many
a
years
year.
Does it take to grow sideburns? Yeah, it takes a while. You never cut them.
So you start those as kids.
Yeah, so you don't cut your hair until you're
all
three.
The, you can see the little
those,
kids in the neighborhood.
Don't cut their hair until three. Sometimes even Orthodox men don't cut their hair males till three. And then you're started. Boom, you already got it. 3 years. Cut the rest.
What's the significance of the curls?
It's five. Come on, guys. This is basic shit.
We don't know anything.
No,
it's
nothing.
It's the five corners of the beard that you can't touch with a razor.
Oh,
one,
I didn't know
wait,
that.
One, two, corner, three, four, five.
So then therefore... If you have the curls, give it to me. You need to have a beard. You have to have a full beard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's what
you but you can do it with scissors. They just like now it's custom. They don't.
Phil, dude, so they you cut win the beard curls. We're trying to figure out a way. You know, your career will pop off immediately. Yeah.
First of all, I'm not Amari Stoudemire. I can't just be
Amari
Jewish.
Amari is a great black Jew.
Yeah. He was just at the Garden.
And by the way, you could change your name. In the black comedy world, you could have a one note name. You could go Curls. That could
curls.
Be your new name with a Z.
Philly Curls?
I'd have to just perform in Harlem, though.
Just Curls.
No!
No.
You do the Modi circuit. You do, like, the Elon Gold.
Yeah.
You do, like, synagogue.
You just got to learn some references.
Yeah.
Shana Tova.
Watch his special and then steal his material.
Just, like, say what you're going to say. Well, I'll translate it for you. And then you'll just know
what
it.
You got to say.
Yeah.
And you just right beside
and we'll
me
tell
speaking
you,
Hebrew.
Like, yeah. Well, no, not website. I'll like prep you. Yeah, you'll do the curls. It's like where you're like, hey, what's the supermarket in town?
When
you
want to do a when you're on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the intersection where all the traffic is? Yeah, you just asked for some stuff. I'm telling you, this is, no one's trying to get in
I've
comedy.
I've been looking for a rebrand. If I come back Jew, would Ari back in me? Dog.
Come back 100%. Jew is the name of the special. Dude.
Yeah.
Come back,
come Jew. Black Jew.
Whoa.
that was so gay.
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't hear that.
I'm like, that won't be the name of my special.
Yeah, I was like, what? Oh, we got sexual.
Oh my god! I was like, no. Holy shit!
Homosexual black Jew. What about that?
Are there Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz. He goes every which way. He probably does whatever he wants.
So if you did, no. I think it's a move. I think it's a
what.
The full curls and then
I don't know if we can do the brother can do because a type of hair we got might just hang on like get
it might off. It might
listen
it might, but that's
like
you
saw Amari
out.
Amari had the big hat on though at the Garden.
Did I saw
he really?
Him walking down
the street and it was like 70 degrees so he really
damn,
into it.
Did he really?
It didn't have a brim on it, but it was a big
it.
Fur.
Can I want to see that.
When I knew he was real, I saw him walking down the street in Brooklyn Heights. Yeah. No cameras around, nobody, just him, full like the big hat, the black jacket. Full on.
He's more Jewish
Orthodox
than you for
Jew.
Sure.
I love that, dude. First of all, it's cool.
By himself.
And he lived in New York for the longest time.
Yeah.
So, like, he gets it. He's like, this is cool. This is
whole
set of New Yorkers.
No, when he got traded to the Knicks,
yeah.
Do you remember? He all of a sudden discovered he had this Jewish heritage, and he went full. Follow him on Instagram. It's all him and, like, Jewish guys.
He
like, Israeli
like
Jewish
Hebrew.
Guys.
He prays in, like, Hebrew.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He's full on. He's way more
so
Jewish.
So, you think
than,
he eat kafilka fish?
I don't. I
yeah,
guess.
He probably does.
Yeah, probably.
He probably at least would have it.
But he's not doing stand-up, is my point. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah, you're doing stand-up. That's more Jewy than Amari Stoudemire, who played basketball, which is very not Jewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
You seen that Jewish team where they be wearing the yarmulkes in the game and
I want to ask you about this.
Yeshiva University. Just lost.
So I live on the campus of St. Joseph's College, they're like Division III basketball, and their gym's right there. I was walking down the street, and I looked in the window. They were in the middle of a game. They were playing against Yeshiva University one day.
Played St. Joseph's? That's their league?
Yeah.
Or they're just in the schedule?
I guess.
This St. Joseph's.
So they all.
Division III. Yeah, right.
Full college basketball team with yarmulkes on.
Yeah.
How do they stay on, though?
That's an excellent question. Phil, that's an excellent question. Yeah. It's hair clips. That's the digital answer. You know those hair clips go, and they snap like that? You know, and then you unsnap them like that.
But they'd be bald.
Yeah, I don't want to point fingers, but what if you're bald?
If you're bald, it's a real problem.
Okay.
And it won't stay on. If there's also, if you shave your head like thin enough, there's Velcro on the inside, and they use that to stick it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if it's a buzz cut, which a lot of them have, then it'll stay on that way.
If you're hooping, you better figure it out in advance.
If it falls off in a game, which is bound to happen.
You're disqualified.
Yeah. No.
The referee ends the game.
Well, he's out of here. He is out of here.
No, but literally, if a woman played on the other team, none of those men could play.
It's a flagrant.
In case
too.
They touched her, they wouldn't be able to touch her, so she could just run right through their defense.
So if she posted them up,
they would just keep backing away.
Because what happens, like, y'all don't feel like you go to hell or what happens?
You just can't touch a woman. So if St. Joseph's had a woman on the team. They would
any
dominate.
Of those girls. Remember, like the Iowa team that not Caitlin Clark, but all her teammates.
Yeah,
remember them? Any one of them.
Any one of them
would just score 30.
Last off the bench. Oh, you couldn't guard them. You have to like clean swat. That's the only way you could block one of their shots and not even come into them at all. Oh, they could create a fence around you. Oh, five women could easily beat five religious Jewish men. No question. Honestly, at a low level. Like a high school.
Does Yeshiva University have a women's team?
There's a different college. Stern College is way more into a normal part of town.
So Yeshiva University is men only?
They can't touch them. How are you going to school with them?
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's men only.
What if you drop your pencil?
Didn't you go to...
Yeah, I went there for a year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I was on the golf team.
In New York? No, in
Yeshiva University.
You went to the one here in New York?
Yeah, for a year. I was on the golf team.
Isn't there
lettered,
only one?
I lettered in NCAA sports.
You did?
Yeah, I have my own letter. It's a
nice.
Y. Yeah. Did you?
No, I played basketball.
You played college basketball.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, then we both got it.
Division one.
Division one.
Ari's immediately humbled.
Yeah. No, well, together we're Division four.
Look at us. Together we're Division four. The best.
How good was the Yeshiva University golf team?
They were not good.
Yeah.
They were the worst in our conference.
Country clubs won't even allow Jewish people in.
We build our own. That's a crazy thing. We build our own.
I bet you they're so nice.
They're so nice.
Yeah.
Jewish people don't fuck around.
They will nickel and dime you on stuff when you get there. But there's no tips when you work at one. There's no tips come in. Literally cleaning people's clubs and just nothing. The children would give you tips. Like the 25-year-old kids would be cool about it. But damn.
And they're not going to let you auto-grant.
Auto what?
Auto-gratuity. I just put it on
the wheel. No, auto-grant. No, they didn't have that concept. They don't have that
concept. I never heard that word.
You know, automatic gratuity.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Yeshiva University basketball team and the yarmulkes, how they stay.
Yeah.
If you're full bald, like shaved head, like, you know. Like
if you had your own set of golf clubs, you could get on the Yeshiva University golf team.
Oh, that's
Did you play high school golf?
No.
Oh, so you just went, walked in. It was like, I'll try it.
They're like, we need players. And there was only like 9 of us and they needed 10.
Amazing.
So we didn't even fill up the team.
That's pretty sick.
Where did you guys play? There's no course.
Van Cortlandt Park. I remember that.
You were up deep, 241.
We'd go up there to play. That was our home course.
I'll just fucking know. That's ridiculous. Let me.
Do you play golf? You do.
Yeah,
I do.
Phil you does. Do too.
Yeah. Hold on, like,
do you have handicaps?
No, I'm not that good.
I shoot like 110.
Okay.
I don't even know how to fucking score it. Okay. I just be out there swinging. Nice. But I make good contact.
No, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
Yeah.
Especially before you really cover, so you can score. Or care.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I just know once I get to 7 strokes, I pick my ball.
Yeah, like that's about enough.
Yeah, we're
I'll meet
not
you guys in the
this.
Next hole. I feel like I'm slowing you guys down. I don't care.
My only goal in golf was to not slow down the group I'm with.
That's the biggest part.
No,
don't annoy people.
You're with, I got anxiety because there was a group behind us, and I was like, could y'all just go at like?
Yeah, let them go.
I don't want you to
let
watch
go.
Me.
You're allowed to let people through.
You are, but then if you're waiting, then it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you guys go ahead. And like, well, you're on my fucking ass. I'm like walking to New York. You're like, just pass.
Yeah.
If you're going to walk my pace, just pass.
You feel like they're judging you and
get
shit.
Out of here.
My whole goal, though, was just get good enough to where I'm not slowing everyone down. And then
there,
once I did, I quit.
Yeah.
I quit getting better.
Oh, don't let me get in the sand bunker. I'm picking it up every time. I can't get it out of here.
You should just do the motion control like this with your hand and then pick it up and just like throw it up and then go. Like
what a
that.
Shot. Oh, my God.
I shot in competition at Yeshiva University. I shot a 143.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I could have played.
You easily could have played.
I should have converted and just played.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got
it. I would have converted to Judaism.
Wait, you can't get a minority scholarship to Yeshiva?
No, you can't. It's all minority. It's all minority. Well, you don't think every Jew has Moroccan roots that they're going to fucking bank on? They're all minority.
Oh, I did not realize
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Jews love qualifying for African-American grants. If they can prove they are from Northern Africa at all, they qualify.
That is just wild. We can't have shit.
You got to hire people that understand these laws, and then you get further ahead.
That's exactly what it is. I do want to say something before we get into the question segment.
Yeah.
I love Ari. I've gotten to meet him a couple times. I've done a couple gigs. Yeah, but yeah. When I first, before I knew who he was, I could not stand Ari. All because when Kobe died, he tweeted. And I was like, who the fuck is this? I had to tell you this because I was like, bro, I fuck with you so heavy now. But before I knew you, I saw that. I was like, this nigga. Sick.
I love all the butthurt people. It was so fun. It was so funny. Like,
I was on a show at New York Comedy Club like that week.
Yeah.
And it literally got canceled because there was death threats
to the building.
Because you were also on the lineup.
Yeah.
And they
really?
The club called me like an hour before. They go, yeah, the show's
Somebody's
off.
I'm starting like, to shoot the place up.
But it was also like a Thursday night at 8. They're like, I'm like, you didn't sell tickets to a Thursday night? They're like, no. People are trying to shoot up our club because Ari's on the lineup.
I mean, I called anonymously, but but shit, man. No, I just was like, great, dude.
It was so funny. Yeah, like, show's canceled tonight. I'm like, oh, all right. It was nice. They wouldn't, like, take me off the lineup. They're just like, we're...
Ari, you owe me $40 for not.
I owed it too. I wanted it.
That's why you're here.
God. That was the last $40 we were ever going to make. You got to take this away.
That's fucking great.
Should we get to our questions?
Hell yeah, absolutely.
We got your black and white advice questions and answers coming up after the break.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
Hey, we're back, everybody.
A little yoga session out there. It was awesome, guys. Yeah, I'm glad we did that. I came back refreshed from that break.
Did you know that Domas Sabonis, by the way, is Jewish? Domantas Sabonis, the basketball player?
No, I did not know that.
Converted like a year and a half ago.
Ago.
His wife is, he married like I was going to say a Shiksa, but a Shiksa would be the opposite. His wife's Jewish.
Would you convert for some ass?
Yeah, probably. I don't mind. Judaism's fine with me.
Oh, yeah, convert easily.
No, I'm talking about like Hindu.
Yeah, go whatever. Boom. I'm not going to do it. Remember I'll just say I'll do it.
Remember when Costanza
you have to
converse
believe in
to
something?
Latvian Orthodox?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like studying. He has, and then it comes
and then she
test.
Leaves. Yeah. That, yeah.
I think anyone would you?
Yeah. So he converted to get married? DeMontis?
Yeah.
Wow. It doesn't count. Fuck that. You're not one of us. You act like you're one of us, but you're not really
Whoa,
one of us.
Whoa! I thought you would, because I told Kaplan, my friend Kaplan, he was like, oh, he's like our greatest Jewish current basketball player.
Nah, we can't count him. Yeah. We can't count him. Oh, because he jumped his way in at the very end.
You go with Amari.
Well, he joined
him.
At a time that wasn't exactly
but
popular
this might
to
be,
join.
Listen, I can't, listen, call me a convert, exclusionary, radical Jew, but if they're not born Jewish, then they don't really understand what it's like. To go through bar mitzvah years, to go through being excluded from the other things, to have nothing open on your holidays growing up. Whoa. You didn't go through that, DeMontis.
Wow. Oh, now you're canceled in Sacramento, too.
You didn't know anything about that.
This is our COVID
moment. You had your Christmases all childhood when it mattered. And then it doesn't matter anymore. Now you give them up. Fuck off, DeMontis. You're not one of us.
So the mitzvah is a big deal.
The mitzvah? The bar mitzvah? Yeah.
Mitzvah
yeah.
just means celebration.
No, right? It's really? A good deed. It's a good deed.
So what does the bar mean, boy?
It's your son of a good deeder. It means like you become a man. And after this, like your sins are on you.
Oh, and what are the before girls, it's not a bar. It's
bot.
Ba.
It's the bot. It's
there's an A?
Feminine.
There's a T.
It's a feminine.
Got you.
It's a feminine the same word.
I used to love going to them motherfuckers. They was always top notch. The food.
The New York ones, right?
I'm from South Carolina. I only went to one, but it was a big deal.
Greenberg's. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a party.
Greenberg's.
It's a first real party.
Like, I remember.
Yeah, I remember Greenberg. It might be the most Jewish name.
Seth Greenberg?
Saul Greenberg.
Saul Greenberg.
No, this was Bruce.
Yeah.
First question comes to us from Aaron in Lake Tahoe. He says, we may need Joe's help for this. We may not, but depends on Ari's knowledge. He says, I heard there is a way for non-Jews to get into Jewish heaven. Something about the seven laws of Noah. What are they, and do Turner and Phil qualify?
What do you mean qualify?
Could I think the
what
question?
Does he mean qualify?
I don't want to go to Jewish heaven anyway.
He mean if we can we get into Jewish heaven?
Let me tell you something, Phil. They think that's the only heaven. So it's that or nothing. It's not like
it's like the British Open in golf. It's they're not, like it's called the Open. We were the original. It's just the Open.
That one of those bars with different floors. It's a different vibe up here. Oh, it's a honky tonk room.
So can we get like, Aaron and Lake Tahoe wants to know if
they're either right or they're wrong, but there's only one.
There's only
we'll for this show. I mean,
yeah, you do go to heaven.
We go to Jewish heaven.
Just heaven.
So we can get into Jewish. It says here Jewish heaven. I'm reading.
It's all heaven.
What's the seven laws of Noah?
Now that's what you should be asking. that's what you should be asking.
That was the question.
You're in. You're fucking hung up on what's the Jewish heaven, what's not. He's already the next step.
I didn't ask what is Jewish heaven.
How did I get to this? This guy's talking about fucking semantics, and I'm looking to get in.
I said, can I get into Jewish heaven?
Yeah, there's some shit you got
to
do.
What? That's what Aaron in Lake Tahoe, California wants to know.
All right, let me know.
Do you know what the seven laws are?
I sure do, guys.
What are they?
No, for us,
yeah,
there's 613 laws, and that's how we get into heaven.
But all I need is seven.
Sounds like we got a better deal.
And your seven, we also got to do yours.
Oh, I'm getting a bargain.
You're getting a humongous bargain. It's so much better to be a non-Jew.
Y'all are all about a deal, ain't you?
It's so much better. We're raised Jewish, so like our odds of getting it are way higher, so your reward should be higher.
If you were a professional athlete, would your number be 613?
I would like that. My last number was at Comedians Basketball League was 9-11. It was fun. Wait, what are they? Let's see which ones I know.
No idol worship.
No idol worship. No, that's going to be your toughest
that's
one.
That's in the commandments.
That's going to be your
I'm
toughest one.
I'm a Christian. One. That's easy. You can't worship nobody else. I don't.
Yeah, one God.
There's one God.
I don't know.
Jesus checkmate. Is your borderline.
Jesus
but I don't
is
think
the
it's
son.
An idol. Yeah.
So.
What about the band Bad Religion?
So now. Okay.
I enjoy them.
Is that idol worship? I don't know.
I'm going to their show next month.
We'll find out.
Are they?
I don't pray to them.
Satanic people.
No.
Oh, as long as you don't pray to them.
Yeah, I don't pray.
No worship.
I don't pray to bad religion.
Yeah.
No.
Also,
okay.
If you're a bad Christian, you're off the hook even more. If you don't like worship Jesus, if you're like, I've been to church like 5 years ago, then like, oh, even better. You're doing it.
Oh, no. But
not even borderline.
Wait, no, but if we do worship Jesus, we're out?
I don't know. It's borderline. It could go
either way. But that's the whole basis of Christianity.
Is Jesus an idol? Can you look that up? Does Jesus qualify as an idol?
Because he's
think?
Also, he's the embodiment
you think an idol
of God.
Is just a statue, right?
Yeah,
that's
like
what
you're
I thought
like
too.
No, or if it's like Trump or somebody, you know, like a false prophet.
Michael Jackson came to the Western Wall when I was in Israel, and all our rabbis said, you can't go to that because that's idol worship. They're like, we've seen the way people react to him, and that's idol worship.
Yeah.
So you, can't, like, even, you can't even be a fan. Yeah.
But they would do that
because they were fainting when they would see Michael.
They'd be like, oh, my God, crying.
Like the Beatles
they're like worshiping him. They're like worshiping him. And that's how they would do if Jesus came down.
What if you were? What
Jesus
if,
might be an idol.
What if
Jesus
you did
is not an idol, according to AI.
All right, so we're passed.
Then you're back in. Okay, that's one. That's one.
All right.
Great.
Wouldn't it be funny if you were everything you did everything right in your life, but you were just a super Justin Bieber fan and you got to Jewish heaven and they're like, sorry, you worship Bieber too much.
Bieber.
You're
you were
out.
Like way in though. You were like teared up when he came out on stage. Right. He didn't even hit his number yet. You're teared up. You're gone.
Okay. Right, number two.
No profaning God's name. Fills out completely.
Oh yeah.
I don't profane God.
I do clean comedy.
Profane Phil? God's name. That's
I just say
that. See, that's totally fine. That won't. That actually, no matter how you spell it, won't stop you from getting into heaven.
I'm like, there's no
wait,
God.
Wait. What about the thing your mom made us take out of the podcast?
Oh, when I was like,
you said something bad. Oh, Don't repeat it.
Oh, the Mother Mary talk.
Yeah, he said something bad about Mother Mary.
That's borderline again.
And we got hate mail from
his
profaning,
mom. That's profaning. Oh, really?
Mama, yeah. Like
but also, Joe and I talked after the episode, and we were like, I think that's over the line for this show.
Nice. You know where your lane is. I like it. Yeah. You're like, man, it's not what we do.
Yeah, let's not stay
number
away
three.
From
so that's just don't curse God, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got turned down. I made trophies for my podcast, You'll Be Tripping, the trippies from last year. So we're making trophies. And then these all got sent back. It's like, this profanity. We had biggest piece of shit award. And they're like, sorry, we rejected this. It's profanity. If you want to rewrite it. And I was like, what? They're like, I call it like, we're a Christian company, and there's no profanity. I was
what
like,
trophy store?
A trophy store.
It has morals?
Yeah, a fucking grand coming at them. And they're like, nah, actually, no
All
way.
They're doing is like fantasy football things and stuff.
And I was like, that's the only curse word. I was like, was that the only one? Or was there others? Like, yeah, there's a couple more. There was obviously like innuendo, things like that. We're like a Christian company. We don't want any part of that. I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you change it?
Full refund. No, I can't do any names of my awards.
We just find a different company.
Yeah, I got to find a different company.
Yeah. My gosh. Number three?
Yeah, no murder, guys.
No murder.
I'm out.
So that's an easy one. No, okay.
Murdering that puss. I'm sorry.
I have a question. What if you did it once, but you don't do it anymore?
You like you had to kill. Forever? Like you had to kill.
You killed somebody once.
Stand your
like
ground.
The Menendez
or you
brothers.
Cussed, or you cussed out God once. Are you just done forever?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
don't think
your
so.
Religion.
I think it's like.
But y'all don't have like repentance, do
as
you?
As long as you're not doing that, like consistently doing that.
But y'all don't have like confession or y'all don't like pray and repent. So
no, you do repent.
You repent?
You're like, I should have. You realize I shouldn't have done that.
And you forgive?
No, it's not like that. You still got it on your record. Yeah, we don't expunge.
You
there's
still
no
got
expunging.
On your record.
Yeah.
But, so why repent if there's no forgiveness?
So you don't do it again. And also, like, you're like, that's it's not me anymore.
Oh. But then you're not in Jewish heaven.
You could be in Jewish. No, everyone goes to Jewish heaven.
What is Jewish hell?
Jewish hell's not great.
Wait. We got a few more. Let's, okay. And then we'll get to Jewish hell.
Okay.
No sexual immorality, like, adultery,
this is where you might,
incest, homosexuality.
Yeah. This is where a lot of people are going to fall off.
On the incest? Or the
incest, homosexuality,
adultery.
And adultery.
Cheating on your spouse.
And I believe is in there. Is that a different one?
It doesn't say that.
It's immoral, sexual. What does it say? What's it called?
It just says no sexual immorality, avoiding illicit sexual relations such as adultery, incest, homosexuality. Yeah.
So those are examples of it. It's rape too.
Yeah,
it's
right.
No
I would
rape,
assume.
No incest, which is not fucking your brother or sister. That's going to be hard for a lot of people. A lot of people.
Wait, that's I don't think so.
That's a Middle Eastern staple.
Oh,
that's a fucking normal.
Well, they have big families.
Yeah, they have big families. Have exactly.
Like, how big?
Yeah.
The Bin Laden family is like 1,000.
You probably
got to
be worried about it.
Oh, they're like on some Genghis Khan.
Half the people
shit.
You meet are like, oh, my uncle's Bin Laden, but it's because he has 1,000. You know.
Yeah, he got around.
Yeah.
He slung.
So in Middle East, that's big to fuck your sister and shit?
I don't know. Cousins or something.
I don't
but,
know.
But it's like immoral ones that some people. So that's like in certain cultures going to be harder than others. But we're okay on that. It's the
that
homosexuality.
Sort of,
you're going to get a lot of people you actually know.
Yeah,
that are like,
homosexuality
boom, gone.
For sure.
You're going to be surprising people. But they don't go, first let's go. And then, right. And then the homosexuals. Like,
yeah.
It's like you're just not in there. And then what else? Oh, that's another one. Adultery.
That's tough.
That's going to
get a lot of
people. That's going
to get a lot of people.
Yeah.
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 And that means not fucking your friend's wife, sure, but also not fucking anyone's wife.
What about porn?
Let me think about that for a second.
That's a good question.
No, that's just spilling seed. You're not doing that.
That's fine.
Spilling seed is disgusting.
Yeah.
I think I'm good so far.
And you're okay on that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No theft.
I mean, we're all fucked on that. So these can't be once and forever. So.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's hard not to.
Oh,
it's
my
hard
God.
Not to.
Is that all? Are we done?
No,
with
we got two more. The next one's weird as fuck, though.
The animals one is coming.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
This is it.
Oh, this better not be no pork.
What? No eating flesh from a living animal.
Oh.
Eating
what?
Animals alive?
What do you mean?
Eating animals alive?
What have you eaten alive?
You ever had drunken shrimp? You ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, and the shrimp jump?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The shrimp are alive.
All right, so in China, there's a dish. I'm surprised we didn't even take you there. Where in Hangzhou, in the city of Hangzhou, the specialty is drunken shrimp. What they do is they fill up a bowl full of baijiu. The alcohol, everybody just drank off the air.
Yeah.
Chinese hard alcohol. Fueled
by baijiu.
It's like Everclear. And then they fill it up with baijiu, and they dump live shrimp in there. And the shrimp swim around until they're blacked out drunk.
No.
And they pass out, and then you eat them when they're passed out. I've
and
had
just
it.
Crunch them and like kill them right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, the heads
eat,
are on?
Yeah, head on. You don't eat the head part. You,
what do you do?
We're not savages.
Pull it out?
You eat the middle and just spit out the sides, like the tail and the head. So you eat the shell.
Oh, do they, and do
there's
they have
calcium.
Those, do they have those
the
claws
shell.
And stuff? Do they have those?
The little feet?
Yeah, you can eat that.
I don't like my shrimp with the feet.
Or not eat that. But it's like it tastes like baijiu.
Wow.
And I've had them where you get them right
up. It's
like
infused fruit.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
But
that is sick.
Is
but it's infused
flesh?
Shrimp. It's sick.
Shrimp aren't considered flesh, though. They're crustaceans.
Hold on.
They're alive.
I will tell you. So now we go to an interpretation. And yes. I remember them telling us this, that the exception to not eating live animals is fish.
See?
Now, I don't know if you're counting a whale or not.
I'm back, baby! Because whale
is fish, but not mammals. But fish is the example. They said they're so dumb and brainless that really, even a goldfish, if you just swallow it, they're not. They have no idea anything's happening. They don't
shrimp
feel
are not
pain.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So plus, like,
if I'm getting kicked out of Jewish heaven for, I did it once. It's not like I ate them all the time.
Right. But also, it's not even that. It's like the heart of a beating buffalo. Native Americans, all your ancestors are gone.
The
Liver King. Gone. They're to be down there.
The more you read these rules, do you think they were kind of gerrymandered a little bit to purposely block out certain races and demos of people?
Yeah.
To
say, well, we are exclusionary in some way.
Yeah. Because Native Americans had to eat. Well, they didn't have to eat
the
live.
I thought it was after a hunt, at least in the two movies I've ever seen about Native Americans. They cut the buffalo right there and grab the heart and just eat it.
Yeah, that's
where you're out.
That's when you're out.
That's where you're out. But as long as you didn't get a buffalo yourself and get to do that, you're in.
Yeah.
All right. See.
Probably only the big important ones got that a lot, right?
Have you ever eaten a live animal?
I don't think so. A live animal?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
Nah.
Next question.
All right, what's the last one?
Oh, yeah, there's one more.
Establish courts and laws.
Nah, that's interesting. Talking about it as a people.
Wait, you're not allowed to establish a law?
You must have a system where you guys aren't just barbarians, that you're actually fucking saying, hey, this is what's allowed in this country, this is what's not allowed. Have some sort of system of government so it's not just
like
fucking...
Like self-government?
But you don't have to be the one that did it. You just have to participate in it.
You'd have to be in a... Right, so the cultures are judged on this, too.
I see. This is another gerrymandering.
Yeah. So is this culture okay with you eating live animals? They're like, no, you can't do that here.
I see.
You know, you can't kill a pigeon
in New York City.
You can kill a rat. Do whatever you want to a rat anytime you want.
Why not?
Pigeons are holy.
They're not vermin.
That's a New York City.
Yeah. You can't just do that. They're not vermin.
They are vermin.
They're not vermin.
They're sky rats.
They are sky rats. And they also
are sky doves. They're literally doves.
Rats are less annoying.
Rats can be less annoying, but also, I don't.
No, I'd have a pigeon before I'd ever own a rat.
Yeah, get a pigeon. People have pigeons.
Yeah. I've eaten pigeon, by the way.
You've eaten pigeon?
I've eaten pigeon, yeah. Yeah, pigeons.
No, I feel like New York pigeon would taste like catfish. They got to be dirty, just the shit they eat.
The New York pigeons would be, they're weathered. That's the problem, they're weathered, but a nice, smooth one, you're like, that could be pretty. You could be pretty.
Yeah.
You just don't take care of yourself, New York pigeons.
All right, so we're in. I think we're both in. Yeah, I know, you were out on something.
Adultery.
I also was told adultery. I know, using the Lord's name in vain or whatever that one was.
Yeah.
I was also told that Kaplan told me I once held the elevator for a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
I pushed the button.
Oh, nice.
On the Sabbath.
Yeah, good. Great.
And then he told me I was a righteous Gentile.
Yeah, you're one of the best.
And then I was going to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Shabbos goy. That's wrong.
No.
Shabbos goy.
Yeah.
I was a Shabbos goy.
I don't know if
I can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
No.
I've already picked out my plot.
No, there's no.
And they said my wife could get in too because most of her customers are Jewish.
Oh my God.
Because she cooks Chinese food for Jewish people.
That's crazy.
They're fucking with you.
They're just handing out cards.
There's not actually Jewish cemeteries. That's just us going, we can't get into those. We'll make our own. Just the way there's Jewish country clubs.
But I thought if you get a.
Could I get into a Jewish country club? Because I did this.
If you were married to a Jew, 100%. They'll let you in.
Chinese?
What about the tattoo thing? You can't be buried with Jews because you're tatted?
No.
Is that false?
That's a fake. That's a wives' tale.
Whoa.
That's a mother's way of getting you to not get a tattoo.
Really?
But yeah. I've heard that my
whole
life.
Completely made up. I know. So
I heard that was why Hitler tattooed the...
That's a great answer to a made up thing.
I heard that he tattooed him during the Holocaust with like their number on him.
Yeah.
So
that, no, that part is not
buried.
What you heard. That did happen.
That really happened. Right?
No, but the reason is, so they wouldn't be allowed to be buried in Jerusalem. Myrna Sparks, my mother taught me that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
No, why would they waste? They were so precise. Why would they waste all that with the numbers? They would just like mark you once, mark the next guy once. Why do a whole number system?
Wow.
It takes too long. That's not a German, not being like fucking on it is not a German quality.
So tattoos aren't not an issue.
They wouldn't have done it for that reason.
Ah,
they would have just given you a slash next, slash next. You're out. You're out. You're out.
But you can be buried in a cemetery. There's no such thing even as a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah. You just have to bury your dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that part's fake. But Shabbos goy is real.
Shabbos goy.
We can't do certain things.
I'm
you guys can.
Goy.
We can, if we turn on and off a light on Sabbath, we're going to hell. You guys are fine. You don't have to worry about that.
So
but good. Oh, just thought of this. As long as it doesn't affect you guys. Man, I want to go to sleep here in this light I left on by accident. I can't really ask anyone to do it, but wouldn't it be... Oh, man, I wish those
this
lights
were
off.
This is what happened.
I really wish those lights were off. I can't. You guys could. That's crazy how you guys can. You'll still go to heaven.
And so then you just walk out and be like, oh, I guess I stay on.
So I was in an elevator.
Yeah.
And Ye and I were at a wedding, right? And we're going in an hotel elevator. We get in and this, basically, I think a rabbi gets in with us and he just goes, and I'm like, hey, man, I pushed like six, right?
What floor? You said what floor?
And then I said, hey, what floor are you going to? And, or no, I didn't. No. It didn't go that way.
He didn't offer.
I said, I hit six and I stood there and he goes, I'm going to five. And he just kind of said that. And I went, cool. And then he goes, going to five.
So wait, you can't even ask.
And then
so,
my wife, like, yeah, it hit me. She's like, come on. And I went, oh, oops, sorry. And I pushed five and he goes, thank you.
Asking is kind of like you're doing it yourself. So like when you hit on a light switch, and the only reason the light switch is the problem is because there's a spark, so it qualifies as like fire in some way. That's the only problem. The light switch is a problem. If you turn on the light switch, well, that's you're just pushing a bunch of wood, right? That then hits that thing and then creates a current and then does the thing. Right. So you telling somebody, hey, can you please go turn that on, is like really just like, yeah, I'm doing it myself.
That's, so
it's like, well, you just did that.
But if you can light candles. If
that's before the Sabbath starts and it burns into the Sabbath. But if you just hint at it, they're like, that's not really asking.
That's what he did. Yeah. So I didn't even get
that's
it.
That's a loophole.
I pushed five for him. And then when we got out of the elevator, like 5 minutes later, I was like, that guy's an asshole.
No.
And my wife's like, are you an idiot? He's not allowed to push the button.
Oh, it's so fun to be a Shabbos guy.
I can't,
by the way. If I hit five, he couldn't get off on that floor.
Because you're a bad Jew?
Yeah, because then he can't benefit from the Jew doing a sin. He can't get any benefit from that.
So
you guys aren't. It's not the sin. We're not a sin.
Just hit all the buttons on the.
Yeah, like good luck, bitch.
Hey man, you get there when you get there.
This is why you don't pick us up in your ambulance.
Yeah, because Mike Britt has a great bit about that. But he's like, but did you know Shabbos? What's it called?
Shabbos
is coming. He was like, so why didn't you plan your day accordingly? Like,
So in a lot of true, but in a lot of Jewish business, whatever, not businesses, residents, it'll stop on every floor. It's set to stop on every floor. Because you guys couldn't just fucking hit a button once in a while.
Yeah.
So now we got to stop it on every floor.
Yeah.
Because you guys couldn't just help
around?
Us out. Then sure. Then
there's
that's
no...
Not true.
So we're like an elevated...
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Yeah. So we have an elevated sense of power on Shabbos. We are elevated powers.
Yeah.
We can do way more than you can.
Yeah.
It's the best day to be a Gentile.
With no negatives, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still live like that?
No. No. Absolutely
next
not.
Question?
Yeah.
Jordan in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. He says, I'm black and I find myself very attracted to Orthodox Jewish women.
He's in Crown Heights.
Yeah. And he says, I was wondering, do all Orthodox women wear wigs? And if so, is it okay for me to respectfully ask one to take it off if I'm ever hooking up with her?
Okay. Well, Yeah, if you're hooking up with her at that point, it doesn't really matter. It'd be crazy to have it on.
Right.
It's only for married women.
The wigs are only for married women.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's not even their real hair. Like they're like.
So he's not getting
shit.
Into Jewish heaven.
I mean, if he's doing that, that's right. That's major adultery.
That's Jordan's breaking a lot of laws in Crown Heights.
Yeah, that's not great. So if she's doing that.
Yeah.
She definitely turned off the lights.
Just take off your wig.
Yeah.
I get it. There's lots of those people. Men and women. I know more of the men who are like, I'm still a piece of shit. I just happen to be born in this. So I'm going to go fuck hookers on the sly like all the time.
Oh.
Just like some regular dudes do. And they hide it from their friends.
But they just hide it.
And it's easier to hide because like I just go to a place where there's no Hasidic
but
Jews.
But aren't they worried about not going to heaven or whatever?
If they're fucking hookers, I think they're past that.
They're fucking hookers.
They're not past it if they're still wearing all the clothes and doing all the stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
If it's not a Jewish woman, it's not really that bad, to be
honest.
It's
not a sin.
No way.
If you fuck a Gentile.
Yeah, it's like a different thing.
Oh, there's
the law
some loopholes.
Not fucking a Jewish woman is because once they're on their period, then they have to like take a ritual bath to be clean. You can't fuck them until they're clean. And none of them get that ritual bath, so they're all kind of unclean. But you guys don't have that ritual bath law.
We just
take regular baths.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if
it's not. Anyway, so Well, they're not as worried as they should be. It's definitely not ideal.
So
to fuck hookers, but they just have to hide it. But it's like that episode of what's that Red Fox show? That old Red Fox show.
Sanford and Son?
Sanford and Son, where he goes into a, he sees Lamont going into a gay bar and he goes in to investigate. Lamont just went into the bathroom and he goes, what the fuck? He's going in there for? And he went in and he goes, it's a gay bar. And Lamont comes out and he goes, fuck, Lamont's in there. He comes out and he passes him. And then on Lamont's way out, he sees Fred and he's like, fuck, my dad's in a gay bar. And they both are just like dancing around the fact that they each saw each other in a gay bar. It generally used to be so safe. Who else is going to be there other than gays? You can't open their fucking mouths.
But the son's gay?
No, neither one.
It was a mix-up. But they just thought each other were gay.
But if you're a Hasidic Jew and you go to the neighborhood where the fucking regular hookers are, like none of your friends are there.
Yes.
Unless they're also fucking hookers and they'll keep their mouth shut.
Oh, you're saying they're not in the neighborhood? Yeah. I thought you were saying that the hookers come through the neighborhood.
You're not going to run into anybody like like we all do all the time.
Well, you can tell because... You ever see, like, Hasidic Jewish people down the street, they live four blocks from me.
Yeah.
They'll have an accent like a foreign country.
Wow, yeah.
But they're from they're from New York City. They spent their whole life in New York. I've talked to people, I'm like, where are you from? They're like, New York City. I'm like, where? They're like, right there.
Yeah.
Like, but what's your accent? But I think they don't leave the neighborhood.
They go to the schools
where they talk like that.
So definitely if you go
it's like different parts of England have different accents. Even different parts of London have different accents.
I know, but it's four blocks.
Yeah, but they only talk to themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because also, Jay-Z grew up in that neighborhood, isn't?
No,
Jay-Z's not Jewish.
Yeah, he's from.
No way you'll get.
Marcy Projects. Marcy Projects are right down the street. They're in the middle of the Hasidic Jewish neighborhood.
They weren't there when Jay-Z was coming up. They just recently took over.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
They weren't.
Sometimes blacks entered into the Jewish areas, took them over, and then you had like the Jews who didn't get out, and so now they're both kind of like, well, we're not the one of us are leaving.
You think the project was there first?
I know the project was there. And I think as it started to get better, I think the Jews started to buy in and buy property over there.
That's
what I'm going with. But I do have the wig.
There's two types of Jews, though. It's the Hasidic ones. Like, we have our little community.
Yeah.
We're all here. But, and then they're each a different one. So maybe they'd take over, though. They'd be like, let's buy up that.
And the wig is like a hijab for married Jewish women. Is that what it basically is?
You can't cover your neighbor's wife. So to stop you, one of the things you covet is hair. It's nice hair. So they cover that up.
Really?
What's the problem with that?
It's a hijab.
No. The problem is their hair is nicer than their regular hair.
Yeah, the wig.
So it's hot.
Yeah.
You're not attracted to them. You're attracted to this fucking...
You're saying the wig's better looking than the real hair?
Yeah. Anytime a white chick with a wig, it's like, something about her with a... The fucking sharp black ones, you know, like the
yeah. But sometimes they don't match the eyebrows, and it's like it's a little off.
Yeah, it's a little off, but that's hot too.
Yeah.
Blonde eyebrows.
I think Jordan and Crown Heights agrees.
Oof. Blonde wig, like bleach blonde.
They're allowed
wig.
To have blonde wigs.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh,
they're wild. They get down with it.
At what age do you get the wig if you're a female?
Married, because you can't cover a neighbor's wife. So if you're not, that's what I mean. Like. She'd have to be married in order to be doing that. Otherwise, she wouldn't be wearing a wig.
So then that means
he's already just a
he's got a lot
person.
Of issues. Yeah. All right.
Well, that's a pretty good education. By the way, all this is in my special Jew on YouTube right now.
Hey, check it all out. Here is one. Oh, this is not a Jewish one, but this one's more for Phil.
Okay.
Tucker in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice.
When I was a kid, I remember black people making a big deal about not wanting white people to look at them.
Not wanting white people to look at them?
Or look them in the eye.
Wait,
or stare, maybe stare at them is more the question.
Stare them in the eye?
There was this fear that if you looked at a black guy, you could get beat up.
If you looked at him wrong.
Yeah.
That is a myth that's still true today.
It says this seems to have gone away. Phil, is the coast clear in terms of... Looking at black
people
again.
That's a good question.
No, I mean, no.
You still can't look at black people?
What the fuck are you eyeballing me for? Like, no. The fuck? If you going to stare, say something. But if you're just staring at me and don't speak.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like, where I'm not even from the hood, but just my family. Like, that can get you shot.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, the fuck? What, you about to rob me? What the fuck are you looking at? Like, that makes a lot of black people uncomfortable in general. And then just not white people. I'm even more nervous if black people are just staring at me and not saying shit. The fuck is really going on?
So anyone's staring?
Yeah. Why are you looking?
Yeah. Like,
what are you looking at? You just lower your eyes. Like, I can see you looking at me. You're this far from me.
Unless you're going to speak. But if you don't speak and you're just looking at me.
Yeah.
And I look. And if I double take.
Yeah. You don't look away.
Yeah. And you're still looking. I've done that on the subway here in New York. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
You just
I'll
say
do one
something.
Of these. I'll do one of these. So like you look, you know, I'll see you. And then I'll go like.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, man?
Wait, but you really, like, you will stop. Say, you'll verbally say,
I have said it on the subway.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, what the fuck are you looking at?
What do they say?
Oh, nothing, man, nothing. I was like, oh, well, then fucking don't be so weird about this shit. Yeah, because it makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, and I got to make, do I need to get the blade out of my pocket?
We need them to make social law enforcement.
Yeah.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
And black guys are the enforcement wing.
Who raised you? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and that's a man.
Yeah, tell any man not to do that.
Yeah, but imagine being a woman and a dude just staring. Like, you know what I mean? You'd be like, what the fuck is about to happen? You know what I mean? So I'm not even a woman, and that would make me uncomfortable. So, yeah, why staring?
Women must get stared at all the time.
They do.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've actually seen men stare at women. I'm like, I'm low-key uncomfortable because, like,
it's like, all right, bro, chill. Weird.
Yeah, she's hot.
I saw this old guy.
I know, but, like, just like this.
Yeah, like this.
I saw, like, a 60-year-old dude the other day walking down the street. The girl had to be, like, in high school. And he turns around and not only looks at her as she walks away, but then whistles.
Oh, nice.
He goes,
that is epic.
I think
woo! One of those. But kind of to the world, not to her. But
like, what a day.
To everybody else. Like, who else saw that? That was some piece
that's
of
like,
ass.
That's like 75, 80-year-old behavior for me. Like, you know, 60 seems a little young for that, you know. But by the time I'm like, if I'm, Lord willing, I make it to 80, 85, yeah, I'm looking at ass unapologetically.
Dude, I saw my neighborhood is like gentrification, a block over, a block back, you know. And so I saw this 75-year-old, like, greeter guy at a work site. And then, like, a hardcore, like, kind of butch young lesbian passing. And it was like, these two worlds, like, really shouldn't overlap at all. She's like a latte person, hella. And then, like, he's like, standing there, and he does, it's like, oh, and then he does. He's like, all right, then. And she's like, all right, then what? And you can just see him, and I'm like, be quiet, old man.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Don't do this.
That's
but then also, she couldn't really admonish him.
Right.
Yeah.
She wants
young white lesbian couldn't really talk down to an old black man.
They're
right.
Not
all right now.
Yeah. All right. Now. She goes, all right, what? He goes, yep. I don't know.
I was in a, whatever. I was getting a sandwich, and these guys, it was like height of the Me Too thing, you know? Yeah. And it was like a hipster sandwich shop, but these two Latino construction workers came in.
Yeah.
And also, there's that hierarchy. No one could say anything to them, right? They were like clothed, dirty. They'd been straight off the site. They pick up the New York Post, and it has that Sylvester Stallone has been Me Too'd by somebody, or like he, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And they go, whoa, 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 whoa. Now you're coming for Rocky? And they just said to the whole bodega, they go, enough of this shit. And they're like, whatever. Cosby, fine. Weinstein, fine. Not Rocky. He's an American hero.
That's where we draw the line. Yeah. A fictional character.
Let's see. Wait, one more question.
What was that question? Oh, can you look at someone weird? I think it's because back in the day, black people were so new to white people that they were like, I don't know what.
Well,
you're
back in the
do.
Day, back in the day, it's you like, couldn't. You couldn't. Back in the day, you couldn't look white people in the eye. Black people had to look down.
And well, what and day they, though?
And back in that day.
Back
yeah.
In, like, and,
but
in,
yeah.
When and I was, if a white person was on the sidewalk, we had to get off the sidewalk. You couldn't walk on like. You couldn't walk on the sidewalk.
Yeah, way back.
That was way back.
Yeah. It was like,
well, you're from South Carolina.
Like 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like when I was in high school.
But I mean, like before our childhood. Before our childhood.
Right. Before our childhood.
There was that. I do remember in the 90s, though. I mean, like, whatever. I grew up in like a white neighborhood. But
it really was only like 50 years ago, though.
Yeah.
60 tops. Yeah, where you're like, sorry.
Was there a Chappelle Show episode where the guy gets stabbed because he looked at him the wrong way?
I mean,
the Black Real World, or whatever was it called? What was that one called?
Mad
Real World?
Yeah.
It's like, you were looking at me. He's like, you stabbed my dad.
Christian Finnegan?
Yeah, he's like, you were looking at me. You shouldn't have looked at me.
You were looking at me.
Last question. This is from Marcus in Dallas, Texas. He says, why do white people have to carry a water bottle everywhere they go?
Oh, busted.
Oh, look at
is
you.
Is it a hard one or just one he got from someplace?
A Stanley.
I think he means those. The Stanleys. Yeah. He says, can't they just drink water before they leave the house? What is the answer to that?
White people do have a fear of not having enough water around at all times.
Because white people don't wear lotion, so that's the way they stay moisturized through
that
their gills.
True.
They stay moist.
Yeah.
I think there's two things. I think one is that it's like a way to show your, it's like an environmentalist thing.
It's for show.
And so it's showing off that you're protecting the environment. You're not buying water.
On
like
one
that's
level,
not a white person.
That's
thing.
Not.
No.
Yeah.
We're above that.
Yeah, he's destroying the
I'm actually
plastic.
Gonna not drink this last part and then buy a new bottle.
There you go. And then at the other one is, I think people are out on water fountains. I don't mind water fountains.
People are out on water fountains. They say it's disgusting.
Yeah. I love a good water fountain.
I do too.
They say it's disgusting.
And the science behind it is perfect. It used to be straight up, and then everyone got like hepatitis, so then they curved it, and then that saved like millions of lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's
It just looks a little gross. Like, it's been outside all day.
Yeah,
I think
you know, homeless people wash their Gucci on it and shit. Yeah, and you're like right there, like.
You ever let one in an airport or like if you're in school, like let it go for a while and they're like, like run clean, and then you're like, now we'll try.
Yeah, there's a little bit of.
Yeah.
Have you ever been super thirsty and it didn't have a lot of pressure?
Oh, that sucks.
So you get close to it.
You have to suck it out.
And you're just praying not to get.
Oh, if you touch.
If you touch.
At the airport.
If you touch.
Just like, oh, no. God damn, don't touch. Don't touch.
So the type of person who's buying a Stanley cup is not using a water fountain. Those are two totally different.
They fill up a water fountain.
I have a Stanley and I will fill it up at a water fountain. But you know, the water fountains now have the water bottle fillers where it comes down.
Straight down. I like that. They got that in parks now.
Yeah. Gyms and shit.
Oh yeah, those down. Are the airports. Yeah. And then those.
That
are
the- was the key problem.
Right.
Why are you pushing it up? Push it down.
Gravity. Yeah.
They finally figured it out. There's advancements happening all the time.
Not only that, but just basics of gravity.
Yeah. These young kids have no idea how awful it is.
Easier just to have something go down.
Yeah, have it go down. Let it already be here. Yeah. Why are you stopping right there? It's already from the ground. You're stopping right there. Stop there.
It took them thousands of years to figure this out.
It always goes down. And then if somebody at the water fountain next to you goes, you're like,
yeah, it's coming back up.
Come on, stop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on the short one. Like the
they all
one,
go,
the
one. Why is it on the same fucking
It was that
river.
And the idea that a luggage should have wheels. That also took like 1,000 years.
God damn.
And those, then once they added
it. It's a game changer. Once they, and the kind that can roll this
roll
way.
Roll this way and that way?
Yeah, that was like,
do you remember the pre-any roller? Yeah. You just had to lug, like carry luggage through airports?
Yeah, a case.
Yeah. My mom would be, I get the bags. I mean, I would just be shaking, walking through the airport.
Yeah, the duffel bags. You have to get as much as you could.
We're
only
gone for 3 days.
Like, do a touring Nam. You got this whole fucking.
That's the worst part about going to Nam. Yeah. Carrying the luggage. All right. That's the show, everybody. Thursday night, we'll see you at New York Comedy Club. Get your tickets now. Come on.
You got to go. We'll. I have one question.
Yeah.
Will. Fuck. Will Sean Connery be there?
Sean Connery will be opening the show.
I'll surely be there.
Hey! That's it. Patreon subscribers, stick around. We got one more question for you guys. Everybody else, peace.
Stay black.
Stay black.
Stay black.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.